This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 136 for Monday, November 7th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market was lower on Monday to go along with declining crude and vegetable oil prices. Chicago soy oil was lower to start the week, while both European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were in the red. Meanwhile, crude oil lost more than half of a U.S. dollar per barrel. The Canadian dollar moved up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent, surpassing the 74 U.S. cent mark. Snow is in the forecast for much of Alberta and Saskatchewan, with Calgary under a snowfall warning. High temperatures are expected to stay below freezing, ranging from minus 5 to minus 15 degrees Celsius. In southern Manitoba, Monday will be overcast with highs around freezing. The January canola contract was down $2.70 per ton at $895.70. In the U.S., corn and soybeans both took losses, while wheat traded in the black. Congressional midterm elections south of the border will take place tomorrow, while the USDA will release its monthly World Agricultural Supply-Demand Estimates on Wednesday. The USDA reported today that more than 231,000 tons of corn were shipped during the weekend of November 3rd, down 445,000 from last week and down 660,000 tons from that point last year. Mexico was the top destination at 203,000 tons. Analysts are anticipating a reduction of the average U.S. corn yield by one-tenth of a bushel per acre at 171.8. while ending stocks would increase by 46.5 million bushels compared to October's numbers. The December corn contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.76. The USDA reported that 2.591 million tons of soybeans were exported during the weekend of November 3rd, slightly higher than last week's total, and only 2.1 million tons lower than the same week last year. China received 1.84 million tons from those shipments. Analysts are predicting a 0.1 bushel per acre rise in the average U.S. soybean yield at 49.9, as well as an additional 3.3 million bushels in ending stocks at 211.9 million, indicating demand loss. The January soybean contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.50. Wheat prices are rising due to a projected 40% drop in Ukrainian wheat and barley production, as well as anticipated declines in Argentina and Australia's wheat crops. Nearly 181,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the weekend of November 3rd, up from 137,000 last week, but under the 252,000 from the same week last year. Analysts predict U.S. wheat carryout to increase by 500,000 bushels at 575.6 million, while global wheat carryout would tighten by 600,000 tons. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.46. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.57. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.60. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Monday, November 7th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.